If you've made it this far, then that means you have made it to the end of my thesis project. But maybe not the end of What Is YA Anyway. Before we get to what the future of a project like this could hold, I want to wrap up what we've talked about. What I want to say is that young adult literature has gone overlooked, undervalued, and ill-defined for too long. When we break away from the age range-based definition that publishers constructed for these books, the picture of young adult literature comes into focus. The category started as a marketing invention, and it did well as such, and it continues to do well as such. But when we limit our understanding of those books to that definition created for money-making purposes, we disregard the complexities of these books. And I think that you can see from these interviews just how complex these books really are. Now, the conversation on YA cannot and will not stop here. While my podcast series is limited, it could be expanded to be an ongoing podcast in which I talk with other scholars, other authors, other readers, so that we can keep accruing more and more information on the value of studying this category. As new authors rise in popularity and scholars continue to discover the rich possibilities of studying these books, there will be more and more to say. There's already so much to say. And the louder the conversation becomes, the less likely it's going to be for others to dismiss or ignore this category's impact and its incredible potential. In the future, What Is YA maybe could join with other podcasts. In fact, right after I interviewed Christine Riccio, she released in news that she was starting her own podcast called These Forking Fangirls with her friend Natasha Polis. In that podcast, they talk about young adult books they love, and that's kind of similar to what I did with the readers here. We see that there is a market for this, and there are people who want to talk about these books, who want to listen to information about these books, and therefore it's not out of the question that this project could continue and could continue to inform lots of people about scholarship being done, scholarship that could be done, emerging authors, and cultural impacts that these books are having right now. It's clear that adults too consume and love this content. Adult readers continue to chase the feeling that comes along with reading YA and that YA books have and continue to leave indelible marks on readers' lives. And this is a testament to the craft of these novels and to the work that the writers, some of which we got to talk to, have done to make these books have a real heart and soul that you can feel when you read them. The craft and the history of YA is rich, and there's a lot of work that hasn't been done, and there's so much that both literary scholars and adolescents and just interested adults, anyone really, can learn from digging into these books. We can learn as scholars about the many intentional craft choices that authors make. We can learn about the peculiarities of adolescence, the importance of parents, what their presence does for a teenager, what their absence does. And we can learn about the power of youth to disturb and change cultural and political landscapes. When you read these books as an adult, you can once again feel the magic of finding a book that wholly absorbs and understands you, that takes you back to this nostalgic time where you feel like anything was possible, where you felt that you could become anyone. And the truth is that that doesn't stop at adolescence. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you can't still become and be and do something more. You can dream as an adult too. And I think that that's part of the magic of these books. There's that I can dream anything. I can live in this magical world. And that magic doesn't have to stop when you stop being 18 years old. When These books are included in serious study that says to people that these books are to be taken seriously, that these books are worthy. And that starts to erase the stigma of teenagehood, of entertainment novels, of reading these books. And it also empowers young voices to stand up and say, I like this, and I think it's doing something important, and I want to talk about that thing, instead of hanging their head in shame because they think that these books are not taken seriously by adults. They think that they can't go into an education that studies these books. You can be an English major now and you can study these books and you can show that they are just as worthy of being analyzed as any canonical novel. These books are not flimsy whims of the youth. They are teaching tools, they're fields for literary analysis, they're watershed moments. They're cultural touchstones. And in presenting this piece of scholarship that touches on the many elements of YA, I hope to have shown the traditional understandings to be inadequate. And I hope that through my conversations with those who know the field best, I've shown that there is a lively array of researchers, authors, and readers whose voices we can learn from. We just have to be willing to hear them and to listen. And I too have learned and continue to learn by listening to these conversations and doing more research on new things that are happening in the field. So, what I hope in the future is that we can continue to listen to every voice, to every reader, to every author, to every scholar, no matter the literature they love. We should never shame someone for what they love. We should listen to them because there is value in what you are passionate about, no matter what that thing is. And if it's young adult literature, then go out there and study it because these books are just magical. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to this podcast. If you want more information and you would like to read more on my corresponding research that I did in conjunction with this series, then please head to my website, Emma Louise Books, and you will find all of the relevant scholarship underneath the tab, What is YA Anyway podcast. Thank you for being here.